Not knowing what to say is perfectly okay. That's advice from Dr. Jill Ehrenreich May. She teaches child psychology at the University of Miami.
I think that people sometimes mistake the idea that uncertainty is something that they have to kind of shoo away really quick. You know, tolerating uncertainty is actually a really important skill for children to learn.
She also recommends refraining from making promises you can't guarantee. Instead, she says, parents should try to model effective responses to anxiety and use themselves as an example. If kids are feeling stressed out about being stuck inside, parents might say,
they can say, well, you know, I'm feeling cooped up too. You know, why don't we try to walk around, you know, our neighborhood or play outside for a few minutes? See, I do that sometimes when I'm feeling stressed and I want to get out.
Ehrenreich May also says parents should avoid leaving the news on nonstop. Keep your messages to your kids short, sweet, and factual. Don't pick your nose, wash your hands, cough into your elbow, and just like us, children get a sense of joy and satisfaction from helping others in a time of need, even from something as simple as writing a letter or calling an older relative who might be feeling lonely. In Miami, I'm Catalina Garcia.